Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Well, good morning and welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are two members of the Valley Garden Club, Sue and Dan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Amy.
Thanks for being here again.
Hey, thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
I'm excited to talk about Valley Garden Club again and about the upcoming plant sale. First, a couple of quick Farmland Trust announcements. First, we have our biggest fundraiser of the year coming up next Saturday, June 1st, is Drink Beer, Save Farms with the Ken Peltier Band, our outdoor summer concert here in Palmer. Tickets are on sale at brownpapertickets.com, and they are cheaper if you get them in advance. So I'm reminding folks to go take a look at that. Check out your calendar, see what you're doing that Saturday, June 1st. Music is from 7 to 10 p.m. We'll have a barbecue with the local FFA chapter preparing local hamburgers and hot dogs. We'll have chips from Alaska Chip Company. We've got beer from all our friends and local brewers. It's just a really fun night to help us raise money for Farmland Trust. Again, Drink Beer, Save Farms, June 1st. I feel like I had another announcement, but the sunshine has melted my brain and I can't remember what it was. So I guess we'll just jump into this and maybe it'll come back to me later. That's the benefit of being the host. I can go, oh, yeah, what about this?
I'm sure it'll come back.
Yeah, it always does at some point. So I always like to start the show by asking my guests to tell me a little bit about themselves. You've both been on the show before, but we gain listeners all the time. So we'll start that way again. Tell me a little bit about yourselves, how you came to Alaska, and what inspired this kind of love of agriculture. So, Dan, let's start with you. How did you get here, and how did you get connected to ag?
Well, I was up here when I was active duty in the Air Force, and my wife and I really liked it. So when I retired, I came back up to basically stay,
you know?
So I think it's a great place to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I grew up on a ranch.
Okay.
And so farming was a little bit different, but Dad always had, we had our garden and everything like that. And he always planted his potatoes on Good Friday, no matter what.
Oh, okay.
I even remember him digging them in the snow.
Okay. And where was the ranch at, Dan?
In Wyoming.
Okay. So. Very good. Very good. And what about you, Sue?
I, too, had grandparents and parents who were diligent gardeners in South Dakota.
Okay.
So grew up gardening and canning and freezing and hunting. And let's see. I just always knew I wanted to live here. I moved up in 79, and at that time, quite a few of my sibs were up here, and now we're down to just three of us, I think.
Okay.
But taught school here in the Valley for 30-plus years.
Oh, okay.
And, love it.
Yeah.
Very lucky to have great Fairview Loop dirt.
Oh, yeah, you are lucky.
Yeah, everything I plant grows. It's wonderful.
That's awesome.
Great neighbors.
Yeah, very good. It's surprising to me how many well, so many Alaskans are imports, right? So many of us started our lives somewhere else, came here, and then just couldn't bring ourselves to leave, right? Lots of military. You know, I recently heard that 1 in 10 Alaskans is related to the military or active service or retired service, et cetera. We also, in the Ag Census, the 2017 Ag Census, learned that 14% of our farmers have military service. Yeah. Interesting,
awesome.
Interesting statistic, huh? 47% of our farmers are women. I get really excited
Yay.
About that one. Yeah. 70-some. I think is it 73% of our farmers are new or beginning farmers? Oh, that's particular to the Kenai Peninsula, I think, 73%. I think it's 46% of the farmers in the state are new or beginning, meaning they have less than 9 years' experience. So, sorry, I've just been looking at those numbers recently, and they're still so exciting.
Food security is becoming more and more of a concern for the younger generation, and as it should be.
Yeah, more people are thinking about where their food comes from.
Yeah.
More people are understanding that they, too, can grow food, right? Yeah. Yeah.
We really need the help of our cooperative extension agency.
Oh, no kidding.
Encourage everyone to go and make use of that knowledge.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, the unfortunately, cooperative extension has been depleted kind of across the state, but there are still such incredible assets at a few of the offices, particularly Fairbanks. And then here at the Experiment Farm in Palmer, we still have a lot of good resources there online. There's still a lot of resources. But I think a lot of people don't realize their own potential and how much of their own food they could be growing, right? Right. And that's what you guys can help with, right?
Right.
Valley Garden Club. You can teach people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we can help them stretch their budget.
Their food dollars, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the Garden Club itself. Who wants to give me a little bit of history on the Garden Club?
I'll take the history part.
Okay.
The club was started in 1988 by Pat Newcomb, who was the wife of the mayor at the time. And she and friends got together and they had the first plant sales right in her driveway.
Oh, okay.
And the early articles included the goals of education in floriculture and horticulture.
Okay.
And then civic beautification.
Oh.
So we've kept those. Article 2 is still in our bylaws.
Okay.
And those are some of the things that we try to do through our club. We host monthly speakers and luncheons to extend our own knowledge and
sure.
to share that with the large public. And then generally have a wonderful, healthy potluck and
yeah.
stay as long as people are
perfect.
Visiting. So
perfect.
We meet on the first Tuesday of every month
okay.
in Wasilla Baptist Church on the corner of Leather Leaf Loop and Bogart.
Okay.
And it's open to everyone.
Okay.
So if you'd like to come and check out a meeting or two and hopefully join us.
Yeah.
Happy
so
to have you.
30 years. You guys celebrated 30 years
Correct.
Recently.
Yeah,
of did. Education and beautification.
Right, today. Right. In floriculture and horticulture.
Okay.
So arranging plants
yep.
And growing food and plants.
Yeah.
So
very good. Well,
know.
Congratulations on 30 years.
Yeah, we were in the parade and celebrated being 29. July 4th parade, and we'll be back there again this year at
okay.
the July 4th parade.
So. Okay. And the Valley. So the Valley is a different space to a lot of people, right? Some of us talk about the Valley, and we're talking about the Kinnick Valley or the mm-hmm. valleys, the Susitna Valley. So what valley do you guys encompass?
Right now, we have members from Willow to Sutton.
Okay.
Chugiak to Fairview Loop.
Okay.
So mostly the Matanuska Valley.
Okay.
Not quite reaching the Susitna yet, but,
yeah.
you know, I actually hope to go north again and start one up there.
Yeah. But like you said, it's open to anyone, right?
Anyone.
Anybody could
right.
join.
Right. And if you just happen to be in town for groceries and want to stop by a meeting, that's fine, too.
Yeah. So the first Tuesday of the month, at what time?
10:30 in the morning is our business meeting.
Okay.
Speakers usually start about 11:15.
Okay.
And then by noon, we're engaged in a wonderful potluck and visiting and
yeah.
table talk.
Yeah. And sharing such, I bet, just a wealth of knowledge. You guys have probably forgotten more than most of us know about gardening, right?
I would have to agree. There's a wealth of knowledge in that basement.
How many people do you usually have at the meetings?
What would you say, Dan? 40, 50?
40 to probably about 70 is our average range, you
yeah.
know, in there, depending on the month and everything
and the hot
like
topic.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, right, because your speaker,
exactly.
right?
Okay. Les Brake came to speak and did a beautiful slideshow about South Africa. And
yeah.
the place was a little fuller than usual.
Yeah, I bet. No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so if a person had, you know, specific questions about a type of plant or, you know, what's something that the moose won't destroy in my yard or something like that, you
right.
guys are probably the place to come, right?
Yep. We do have a website. We
okay.
are on Facebook. And
okay.
you can email us questions. And we have folks who are typing out answers.
Yeah.
So.
It doesn't just go to lost in the ether world
well,
or the internet world.
Lots of times
world.
If they'll ask questions of the Cooperative Extension Agency, they'll refer them to us.
Oh,
too.
I love it.
So that's it. We do too.
Yeah.
It's great. It's wonderful.
That's
so,
great.
Happy to help.
Yeah, great. Well, a quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me this morning are Dan and Sue from the Valley Garden Club. And you guys have always got a lot of great things going on. Like you said, you have your monthly meeting with guest speakers and a wealth of knowledge, but you in particular have a big event coming up next weekend, right? So Dan, what's going on next weekend?
So that's actually this weekend,
right.
coming up.
Yeah, Memorial Day
it's
weekend.
Our annual plant sale. It's our major fundraiser
okay.
that takes place. It's always the last Saturday of May,
okay.
and it's at the Boys and Girls Club. It's on East Bogart Road there
okay.
in Wasilla.
Yep.
And it starts at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And basically, it goes till 3, but most of the plants go fairly quickly in the early morning. There's a lot of people show up and everything like that.
Okay. So 9 a.m.
So make sure to save the date.
Yeah. So is it just Saturday? Does it continue through the rest?
It is just Saturday.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So 9 a.m. Saturday at the Boys and Girls Club. And it's, we say plant sale, and I'm sure listeners, a different vision of a plant comes into everybody's mind. So are we talking perennials, annuals, flowers, food? What are we talking about?
All of the above.
Okay.
There are two double doors that lead indoors where all the annuals are, veggies, herbs, an entire wall of tomatoes.
Oh, okay.
And opposite that is an entire wall of houseplants from exotic to mundane. There's 40-some tables in the interior of the gym that are blooming in annual color, bedding plants, ground cover. Then we have an outdoor patio full of perennials, roots, berries, trees, shrubs, native Alaskan veggies that are perennial that come back year after year that you can harvest when there's still snow there.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome what shows up.
And yeah.
We do have original garden art, and then there's a section that's gently used tools, which is very popular.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So there's
something
a lot
for everyone.
Happening. Yeah, there's a lot happening there. And yeah, it's grown in the valley for the valley.
Sure.
So those plants are already acclimatized, many of them hardened off, ready to go home and plant.
Perfect. So these are Valley Garden Club members that have grown these items.
Yes.
So they're, you know, it wouldn't be like Amy had tried to experimentally grow something, because I have black thumbs, I will tell you that. But these are, you guys know what you're doing and you're growing.
We have 46 members this year signed up to sell.
Wow.
About 100 members.
Yeah.
And then there'll be numerous volunteers there. So if you see someone with a little apron on and you have a question, please ask them. We'll direct you to an area that you're interested in.
Okay. I was going to say, is there an Ask the Expert desk?
Several of our experts will be seated, and there'll be lots of us on our feet. And hopefully, instead of, hello, my name is, it'll say, ask me.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Oh, man, I really have to get it on my calendar to get out there. I'm trying to think of what.
Last Saturday in May.
Yeah, always the last Saturday in May. And you guys have been at the Boys and Girls Club for quite some time, right?
Quite some time.
Yeah.
The parking can be a safety issue. So if you'll please look around the neighboring properties, I've posted park here. They've offered off-road parking. And then we've blazed a little trail through the woods.
Okay.
So it'll be marked with survey ribbon. And you can actually pay for your planned order, leave it at a holding zone, walk back through the woods, get your car, drive through.
Very good.
And the Boys and Girls Club parking lot has two tiers. One is blocked off with plants.
Sure.
But the second tier, you can actually drive right through and pick up your paid plant order over by the dumpster area.
Okay.
And drive on out.
You guys have thought of everything.
Well, we're trying to make it safer.
Yeah.
It was difficult watching folks with children and heavily loaded wagons full of plants crossing Bogard Road traffic.
Yeah.
It's just not something I want to see.
No.
The neighbors knew how busy it gets there.
Sure.
And said, tell them to park here. Much safer.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. So
Fire Dance Academy, there's a new business on Majestic Circle, I think it's called. Magnificent Circle. Anyhow, there's plenty of parking space on the same side of Bogard as Boys and Girls.
Good.
And you just have a bit of a walk.
Yeah.
So we did reserve some parking for folks who cannot walk. We always have customers that need accessible.
Yep.
So that's going to be roped off, and we just ask people to respect that.
Okay. Very good. So look for the signs. Mm-hmm. Park. Don't be afraid to park a distance away, because you won't have to pack your items. You can come back with your car. Okay. Very good. 9 a.m. And so are you firm about the start time?
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. There's a line.
People begin camping out at 8.
Okay. Cash, credit card, check. How can people pay, Dan?
Cash, check, credit card.
Okay.
We also have one that's mostly cash. It's going to be like seven items or less line.
Okay, an express line.
So, you know,
line.
Kind of an express line.
Yeah, good.
So, you know, for the people who just want, hey, I want this and this is what I want, you know, they can get in that line. It moves really quickly.
Okay.
And we're trying to make sure that all the lines move fairly quickly.
Sure.
And everything like that. But some people are heavy shoppers.
Yeah.
You know, they have a lot of plants.
Well, it sounds like it. With 46 different vendors, there's going to be a lot of items to choose from.
Last year we sold over 4,000 plants in 4 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a madhouse, so we do ask shoppers to please be respectful.
Yeah.
You may bring your own wagon.
Okay.
You may bring more than one wagon. We don't own enough to share with everyone.
Sure.
That's fine. If you're a heavy shopper and you know you want, you know, 6 flats of lobelia, bring a wagon.
Yeah. Small trees and shrubs, are there any of those there as well?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We have a member, Jim Tapley from Sutton, who grows small trees and shrubs.
Okay.
Anything that bears fruit, pretty much, he has.
Okay.
Especially in the line of shrubberies, honeyberries, blueberries, red, white, and black currant bushes, super healthy.
Okay.
He also has a vast range of Siberian larch from maybe 1 foot clear to 7 foot.
Wow.
Yeah, and he'll be on the east end of the building.
Okay.
So both sides of that little paved apron will be full of shrubbery.
Okay, very good. Sounds like it's quite the sight to see, just even if you're not, you know, even if you don't have your own garden space or your own deck space, just to come and look at all the plants and the growers, it sounds like would be exciting.
Candy. It is fun. Plus, the view out that back deck is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, no kidding. So. Well, and I think the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend as well. So,
I hope so.
Yeah, but
I hope so.
I'm guessing that the weather's not going to deter many of your shoppers. You've got to be able to withstand weather to be a gardener in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
All right. So this, you mentioned that this is your largest annual fundraiser. So what is the Valley Garden Club fundraising for? Mm-hmm. What do you guys do with the money that you raise, Dan?
Well, we do grants.
Okay.
For, you know, somebody puts in like Heart Reach.
Okay.
And that wants to beautify in that, or anybody can put in for that. But also, we do with the Honor Garden that's in Wasilla.
Okay.
You know, so we help maintain that.
Yeah.
And everything. So. Kind of cooperate with the city in that. So we put the plants in there and maintain those.
Okay.
And things, you know, it's kind of a lot of fun.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Tell me more about the grants.
Generally, applications go out or are open to the public in April, and then we have a small committee that reviews those.
Okay.
And a certain percentage of our club profit goes toward those. For example, one year the Alzheimer's Society wanted to build a small fairy garden for storytelling.
Fun. Yeah.
They received a grant. Trinity Lutheran needed a ramp so some members could access their veggie plots.
Okay.
Let's see, Jordan Park over in Big Lake has had a grant several times.
Okay.
It sticks with the roadside beautification, and if it's something that's open to all public, then that's a possible grant for
us. Okay, very good. Yeah. I assume all the information about that is available on your website. You mentioned that you guys have a website and Facebook, et cetera, so remind folks where they can go for more information.
Sure. Yep. We're lucky. If you'll type in Wasilla, Valley Garden Club comes right up.
Okay.
However, if you just type in Valley Garden Club, you're all over the world.
Oh, so, sure. Okay.
That's fun to look at, too, though.
Yeah.
Matsu Garden Club is our email address.
Okay.
So, and then Facebook, we have an event posted right now.
Okay.
You can get in touch through us there, too.
Okay. Very good. So Valley Garden Club. And as we've discussed, you range most of the valley, it sounds like. Quite a big stretch.
Right.
Yeah.
We do. We will be showing up at the Midsummer
Garden and Art Fair.
Garden and Art Fair again. We shared a booth with the Peony Society last year.
Mm-hmm.
Gave little workshops, transplanting Johnny Jump-Ups and giving away.
Oh, fun.
Different things that we talked about, making little pavers out of leaf imprints, things like that.
Oh, I love those.
And then, like I mentioned, the 4th of July parade over in Wasilla.
Yep.
This year, for the first time ever, we're having a perennial-only sale, August 10th.
Oh,
Saturday,
okay.
August 10th. At the Boys Club, same location.
Okay.
And it's the first time we've ever focused on that. So there won't be near the color.
Sure.
But this is the best time. Fall is the best time to put your mature roots in the ground, and then you're ready for spring splendor. They'll put on a show of color.
Okay.
So that'll be a fun one to attend.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a wide variety of listeners to the show. So just a reminder that annual plants are those that you plant in 1 year and they die and they don't come back. And perennials are those that can come back for years and years and years to come, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, they need lifting every 3 to 5 years and separating.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, their root mass gets so huge, it holds quite a bit of water. and they freeze out.
Okay.
So if you've ever seen wonderful, huge delphiniums one year, and the next year they're kind of gone.
Okay.
That's what happened.
Oh, look at that.
So
learn something new every day. I didn't realize that you had to move things around or lift.
Irises are a good example. Most everybody has irises. But you have to separate them every few years.
Okay.
Because they will get where there's no blooms this year, or very few blooms. So
I didn't
separate them out, and then you'll be back to where you were, you know, all kinds of blooms on them.
Yeah. So. And it, as a layperson, I am not an active gardener. I will admit that openly, as I do on all the shows. People always assume I must have an amazing garden because of the work that I do. I don't. I don't really aspire to that either. However, thinking that through, if you dug up your lilies, would you want to do that in the spring or in the fall?
Most of our members do that in the spring.
Okay. Yeah. And then is it, I mean, it feels like you're breaking the plant apart, right? Like, is there an, is it obvious the
spots?
Quite obvious. Okay. All
right. Quite obvious. In fact, it looks like a little clove of garlic.
Oh, okay.
And that will
break away
okay. quite easily. Won't injure the mother plant, and put it a good distance away, and then it will form its own root ball that starts looking like a pineapple,
okay.
basically.
Yeah.
And you'll have, next time you separate, more and more and more of those.
Okay, very good. I noticed one of my neighbors had some beautiful iris blooming early. I mean, what felt really early to me, but it was on the south side of their house, you know, up against the side of the house. But I thought to myself, ooh, I should get some iris.
Yeah, I started at Snowshoe with just one classroom. Actually, Kara Burwell started one classroom, and we ended up with 150 foot of tulips blooming on the south side. It was a glorious sight.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah.
I bet.
Perennials do save you money in the long run.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You don't have to. You mentioned that annuals die every year. Well, that you can leave them to volunteer. For example, a dill. There's never enough dill in the store when it's time to pickle.
Sure.
So
yeah.
you want to plant your own.
Yeah.
Well, if you leave one crown left to just go to seed in your garden, sometimes it will volunteer then.
Okay.
One crown of dill will have 1,000 seeds
in
it. And so if only maybe 50... propagate, you've got 50 little baby dills that you can lift and separate and coddle, and, you know, you'll have enough dill when it's time to pickle.
Very good.
It never hurts to give it a try, to let the seed head just volunteer.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, another quick reminder to folks that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm your host, Amy Pettit, and joining me in the studio this morning are Dan and Sue from the Valley Garden Club. We've been talking about your upcoming plant sale this Saturday, the last Saturday in May, from beginning at 9 at the Boys and Girls Club. Sounds like you'll want to be there on time, if not early, to get in line, right? 9 to 3, look for the parking signs. 46 different vendors with, you said last year 4,000 plants were sold. Do you anticipate having that kind of commerce again this year?
Yep.
Wow. That's exciting.
It is exciting.
That's exciting.
It really does. If you want the best variety and the widest choice, be there early.
Be there
it's
early.
It's amazing to me how many disappear in the first 2 hours.
Sure. And be friendly. No pushing, right?
Like, or shopping
be neighborly.
Out of another person's car.
Oh, no.
We just had some real pickles one time.
Oh, carpool if you can. Bring a friend.
Yes.
Cash is king. It sounds like there's an express line if you have cash. And but they do take credit cards and checks. And Yep.
And all the lines will accept
All forms
cash.
Of payment? Okay.
No,
oh, okay.
The express line probably will not have a square one.
Okay.
And the wireless connectivity there is very sketchy. Last year, we had to reconnect about every fifth customer, and that got annoying.
Oh, yeah.
So cash is king.
Cash
it'll
is
go
king.
Swiftly.
Yep.
We won't turn you away if you have plastic, but I won't say that it'll be super smooth.
Sure. Are there any, is there coffee for sale or food vendors there, or should you bring your own?
Bring your own
okay.
at this point. We're working on that.
Yeah.
I would love to see that. And it's definitely in the future.
Sure, but it sounds like with limited parking and things like that.
We should say there's no public restroom at this point.
Oh, good to know.
Due to club rules. So, especially if you're coming with children, I'd say the closest is the Tesoro on Palmer, West Hill, and Seward Meridian.
Sure.
But just bear that in mind.
Yeah.
We're bound to respect their rules, and they say no public restrooms.
Yep, fair enough. Okay, so apart from the plant sale, and then it sounds like you have the perennial plant sale that comes up in August, and then you've got the grant. Are there any other major dates or events that you want to be sure and get mentioned? I'm sure if folks are following you on Facebook and watching your website, you can, you know, get announcements about things. But are there any other specific events that we should watch for?
The garden tour is a member-only event.
Okay.
I know that's what encouraged me to become a member.
Okay.
This year, we're focusing on the Butte area.
Okay.
And we'll meet at the Boys and Girls Club, ride their buses, pack a picnic lunch, and tour probably about 5 gardens over in that area.
Oh, nice.
That happens every year, mid-July.
Okay.
And we try to focus on a little different area.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of hoping next year it might be out Fairview Loop way.
Yeah, you can be one of the spots to visit.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. So for members only, so what does it take to be a member of the Valley Garden Club?
Well, basically $20.
Okay, $20 a year and come to the meetings?
$20 a year, yeah. And then be willing to give some of your labor or time to help chair a committee, such as a garden tour or the July 4th parade or...
Yeah.
The plant sale. Just a little of your time, basically. And usually you meet enough people with like interests that it's...
You want to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's actually a joy to help make some of these events happen.
Yeah, so, I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
A newsletter and a yearbook and a new circle.
It sounds like you guys are an active club that people do want to be a part of with your monthly meetings and guest speakers and those things. I'm thinking about gardening inspiration, and like I've kind of mentioned, I'm not inspired in that way yet in my life. Maybe it'll come. My mom and dad had like an acre garden on our ranch. It was work. It was more than, it wasn't necessarily fun, but and my mom put up so much food. It was amazing, and I just haven't found that time in my life yet, I guess. But I'm wondering, I was wondering if each of you would kind of tell me about your gardening inspiration. Like, what made you start wanting to garden yourself, Dan? And is your garden more about food production, or is it more about the visual? Flowers,
mine is more about the visual.
Okay.
I mean, we do grow, some of the vegetables and things like that, but most of mine is the visual.
Yeah.
And I try to arrange them where I have a front circle, I call it. It's not quite a circle, but at its peak, you'll have basically just a rainbow
of
flowers.
Yeah.
You know, all different colors, sizes, and everything like that. And it just makes really harmonious and things like that.
Yeah.
And also, different combinations or just trying to make it look good.
Yeah.
And things like that. And experiment, with will this plant survive here? You know, that's always the fun in Alaska is stuff that grows readily down in the lower 48.
Right.
Doesn't necessarily make it here.
Right, yeah.
But also on things, like I've got a petunia.
Yeah.
That came from seed, from obviously my hanging baskets last year. So I've got a nice little petunia in my garden, which I'll have to pot up and everything like that. But it's pansies are a big thing. And I've got probably about 100 pansies that have just grown on their own right now. I put them down there, and it looks great.
Yeah.
Fights with the dandelions and everything like that. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Sue? What inspires your garden?
Oh, gosh, mine is more of a food production.
Okay.
And I was considering your question. I had an uncle move onto the back of our property when I was probably about 8, and he turned this space into a lot of food, and I was totally amazed.
Yeah.
My mom was into the visual thing, and my dad had a little cold frame. She had pansies blooming in December South Dakota.
Wow.
So, and then every side, both grannies, all of them are green thumbs. So when we moved up here, they sent me up with horseradish root, daisies, rhubarb root, all these, sweet William from my grandmother's gardens are growing in my garden.
Wow.
So the front of the place is kind of visual.
Yeah.
And I like it, but most like food production.
Yeah. Well, I think that's one of the unique things about gardening is there's small container gardening on a very small deck to big, broad use of your entire yard to be visually appealing or attracting bees and other pollinators or food production. There's a different side of it for everybody, right? And it sounds like at the plant sale, you'll be able to find something for anybody's garden, right?
Yeah.
That is great.
One year we had apple trees show up, so
very
that was
good.
Exciting. This year there's a bunch of water-rooted bare root lilacs.
Oh.
Some as tall as me and some maybe 18 inch.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yep.
And basically people are just culling their plants and creating space in their garden and selling off what they have.
Okay. Well, the Valley Garden Club plant sale this Saturday is the place to be. Thanks so much for joining me, Dan and Sue, and we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
You've been been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit, of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.